Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Truly, we don't know why he loves us so. We'll never know. But we thank him for his love. Now we behold this Lamb of God, precious Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. He even blessed us again to see a day that we've never seen before. We laid down, in faith last night, hoping and expecting to see this day, but he made it a reality. For that is enough to give his name the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Think
praise?
About it. Behold it. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Behold it. Yes,
you know,
sir.
Can you hear me, Red? Man, that you know I'm sitting there talking the way.
Huh?
I was up there talking, and I said, man, I'm sitting here talking. That's why I don't like these blood talk sometimes, and you can be talking ribbon. I mean, I'm talking ribbon. I'm talking. I guess I'm talking to myself. You know what I'm talking about? Right? You remember Say, Reverend, I'm gonna do something out the norm today.
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
I'm gonna really do something out the norm. You heard the songwriter that said, "Now behold the Lamb," right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that group, right?
Yes, sir.
That group is who? Who was it when it first started that song like that? Kirk Franklin,
yeah.
And who?
That was Kirk and the family. Yeah, and the family.
And the family, right? Somewhere
yeah.
About the 90s, right, when it really came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That song, River, I want to say something. Some of the
mm-hmm.
words in that song, I was listening to it when I was listening to it, you know, it put something in my heart. Man, I want to say something about my heart. God can't allow his son to come down 42 generations, Reverend, for us to
mm-hmm.
worship him like that, to thank God
right.
like that. But, Reverend, he's going to come back this second time. It's going to be totally different, Reverend. Different. And you know, Reverend, It's gonna be because of people like you and I. I'm gonna say it like
mm-hmm.
this now. That if we don't tell the people and warn the people of his coming, the Bible
right.
says that. What did you say before man when you had a time, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
Did you deny me? Did you deny me? Hey, Reverend, this is gonna be a trip because a lot of people think he's only talking to the preacher.
mm-hmm.
Reverend, he gonna put some,
right.
some people hard, and he gonna say on this day and this hour, Reverend, he said, I remember you was in a situation, Reverend, and you didn't call my name, Reverend,
mm-hmm.
you didn't call, you didn't lift me up, Reverend. But
right.
yeah, we want to behold the Lamb when it's comfortable and convenient to us, Reverend. We can turn God. I'm talking about believers, Doc. It have got so common to people they can cut God off in a minute, man. You hear me? You know he's getting close, Reverend. You know he's
yeah.
getting close because we don't fear him anymore, man. It was a time that we feared the Lord, man. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Reverend. I know what the Holy Spirit is, right? Because I know you know, and I know, and anybody that been is a can be a well a newcomer know the Spirit of the Lord because change happened, Doc.
Yeah,
it's more than sweat coming off your head. It's more that you tingling and all over your body, Reverend. That Holy Spirit was put here for a reason, Reverend. It was put
mm-hmm.
here for a reason. You know, we need to touch on this thing, Reverend. We need to touch on it, Reverend. We really, truly need to touch on the Holy Spirit. Because if you call yourself a believer, we quote it, we try our best to convey it. It's three scriptures we need to look at, Reverend. I mean, it's over in 14, 25, 26, and 27. You hear me, brother?
Mm-hmm.
We need to visit that. Now, we might go to 29. We need to visit this, brother. You hear me? We got to visit it because now we are living in the days that when we say, behold the Lamb, man, we sing that song, we pop our fingers, man, and we hear the melody of that. I remember, you're going to get mad. Don't get mad at you. Y'all don't get mad at me. Reverend, don't get mad at me, Reverend. I'm going to say this here. I can remember, Doc, because them people out of Fort Worth, right? Is that right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Uh-huh.
They grew up out of Fort Worth. So I was in the holding facility, right? So they used to come by, Reverend, daily, one of the sisters out of Como, you know, right? And her dad was locked up with me, right? And so they used to come in and visit, and they let them come in and do a little praise and worship, right? I have never in my life at that time, Reverend, I have never heard someone sing like that, man, without music, man. I'm talking about, Doc, it sounded like angels.
Mm-hmm.
I seen what Brother Lombard said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, these people can flat out sing. You hear me talking about? They learned that one of my friends I was locked up with, his daughter came, you know, out of Lake Como. You know what I'm talking about, Doc. And, man, Doc, they sung that song, man, a cappella, man. It is ridiculous how these people can sing, man. There's some people just can flat. Rappers sing. Rapper, it's ridiculous how they sound. And I always been, you know, I have been, you know, got my life together now. I didn't change my little life. But I've been on the journey for about a couple of weeks at this time, Rapper. Rapper, they come and sung that song, Rapper, a cappella, Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, man, it was crazy, dude. You know what I'm talking about? Because I never felt, I didn't know what the anointing was. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't know what the gift was. I heard about it, you know, read about it. But I was a new convert, right? And Reverend, I was in the spirit, in earnestly in the spirit, because I know, you know, I'm using the Marvin Gaye and, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm using it as some Island Brothers, you know. I'm using it as some Frankie Beverly and Mays. Can I go on? So you know I'm a little better kind of guy. LTD. You know, people rising. You know, I'm the, you know,
mm-hmm.
when he had hair and the forehead went too far. You know, I can remember them things, right? But when them people sung that song, man, we can be so emotional attached to somebody's voice, right? We can be so emotional, but when you listen to the words, Reverend, when you listen to the words of some of these songs, Brother Wisdom got a good. He got an ear. Little God gave him an ear of ministry, right? That he can play. He can play the right song at the right time. You know what I'm talking about? And I want to say this here. God is getting so close to this earth, man, that he's telling his people, get ready. I ain't talking about this other man saying, get ready, get ready. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he is getting close. We are living in a time that cross don't mean nothing but what's around somebody's neck and someone passed by a church and see no church. It doesn't. It's not an effect anymore because anybody can put one on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Reverend, and I know what he said about all these things. That's how close he's getting. The devil's making it so easy for us to not look at him in the way he wants us to look at him. You know, so we have to warn the people, Reverend. We have to warn the people, children of God, that God is getting really, really close. And I want to look at this Holy Spirit, man. I want to visit this Holy Spirit. I want to read the Holy Spirit and what the Word said about it. Not putting my theory in it. Not trying to. And Reverend, I know you know, you tell me, Reverend Brian, because I know you think that's what you're going to do. I know you're going to say, Reverend Brian. you're going to say, Brother Brian. You're going to say, let me kind of break that up a little bit. So I don't have no problem with that, Reverend. Anybody else can hit the one. I'm almost tempted to open up some people and just have a straight dialogue, Reverend, because we need to preach and teach God's unadulterated word so people can quit picking God up and putting them down, man. We need to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. God is too good for us and too merciful for us to us to not to be cutting them off and cutting them out when it's favor to us, man. Because he gonna come one day and you gonna be a part. You be, they got those, I guess they those clap on lights and clap off lights. Now they got you can get on your phone. You got apps now. You can turn the heat on. You know, talking about turn the air conditioner on. Because I'm right about it, Doc. You can turn your lawnmower. You can unlock your door. You can raise your garage door up. Let the garage door down. You know what I'm talking about? But please, my brothers and sisters, we have to hear God's voice in time like we are right now. We got to get closer to Him because you know what? I'm not gonna be like one of the guys in 2000 said He's coming on a certain day. I just believe He's getting close. I really do believe He's getting close. I believe He's getting so close, Reverend. If you just take one by one. If you just take one by one, he's still God by himself. I'm not confused with that. But when the Holy Spirit is dwelling with you, you've got to hear the Spirit of God. You have to. It is imperative that you hear what I'm saying today, that God is getting ready for his church. So we're going to be attacked, Reverend. We're going to be attacked. That's a long introduction. But we're going to be attacked, Reverend. We're going to be attacked. We're going to watch this, Reverend.
Yes,
we're going to be attacked. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how many scriptures you do know or don't know. It's not going to stop that devil from coming every time he loses. He don't care. He's going to keep coming until he catches one of us slipping. He's going to come until he catches one of us out of place. I'm talking about out of place, Brother Tim. When he catches out of place, this is when he holds us up in front of the people. I'm talking about Eric. I ain't talking about nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He holds Eric up. Yeah, I told you he wasn't no good. I had a brother, man, pull me to the side, and I'm praying, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I'm ever praying for Eric. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, I know how you feel about me, Reverend. You know, you're going to always be respectful, right? Reverend, let me tell you something, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, the brother come to me, man. He said, man, I've been around you. Y'all just stay with me. This ain't no. Hey, I'm trying to get up into this thing some kind of way, because I'm feeling something, man. God's giving it to me. This and it's time for reproof, and it's time for rebuke, and we got to be firm with it. In love, though, this is all in love, Reverend. It's all that's in love, Brother Tim. I'm trying to tell you, we are here accountable to tell the truth. Even if it's two skips I got to look at there. Let me. I guess I gotta go to the scripture so I can stop talking, huh? I'm telling you, I'm still gonna preach the coming of Jesus. I want to tell you about the manger. I really do want to tell you about he was in the manger. You know what I'm talking about? But I really want to tell you, it's time for us to quit playing because we're gonna get caught up, man. We're gonna get caught up while he's coming. And he'll get tired of us and just cut us off and leave us to ourselves. You don't want to do that. You don't want God to leave you to yourself. None of us on this phone want to run this race and run in the vein. I'm going to say this again. He didn't drop another scripture there. I'm going to look at John 14, 25, 26, and 27. He just dropped it in my spirit, right? And I want to look at Timothy over here. Because I'm gonna add these two scriptures, and if we do something else, if y'all wanna add something to it, we can. I wanna add 1 Timothy 4:11-16. I wanna ponder on them for a minute. And if it's God, if it's too long for some of y'all, I pray for me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I need to get this out. You know what I'm talking about? I really need to get this out. And I'm before I get into the lesson and everything, and Brother Tim open and Reverend open. Y'all have anything? So it don't matter. Just talk, brother. I got it. I'm locked in with the Holy Spirit. I wanted to ask one question.
I wanted to say, you know, we know that the devil was, you know, he was part of the music department, you know, and so when listening to lyrics and all that, and I'm not the one just going to just point the finger. But it's hard for me to understand because I know how good God has been. And if you've been singing beautiful lyrics like silver and gold I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Mm-hmm. And then now I heard the lyrics where you're saying that the lamb is going to bow before the goat. What in the world did you do, man? Are you, is it money or is it you got fame? What is it that would make you lose your mind to even be in the midst of something that demonic? That when who do you think God is going to, Jesus Christ is going to bow before the devil, the goat? Are you kidding me? This man has lost his mind. I cannot believe that. So when the family said that he was cussing and fussing and going crazy on them, I'm starting to believe it because there's nowhere in the world no man of God is going to tell his friends and fellow people and people follow them that the lamb is going to bow before the goat. I can't get over that. That just shocked me to the point that I said,
I'm rich.
What is, Lord have mercy. Help this man. This man has lost his mind. All the time when I let my kids used to listen to, you know, Silver and Gold and all that, and me and Brother D took some lyrics from one of the things that you got to make God feel something sometimes. You got to do the thing that's going to make, when Stephen stood up and said, that's my man, he got it. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You know, the lyrics. You know, and I don't know, devil just keep roaming, trying to see whom he may devour. So I agree with you about them lyrics, man. Listen to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. They have to be on accord. And when they do that, I think that, you know, we all enjoy it and it touches your heart. But I can't believe the man doing that, man. So that was my little comment. Thank you.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. And that's why, you know, we talk about Brother Willie, man. You know, he makes me mad sometimes. You know, I go, I'm being transparent. You know, sometimes just, what I'm saying, he has a love for people, right? And he don't know how to discern. He don't know how to discern to just say no. You know what I'm talking about? And when they hurt him, you know what I'm talking about? He don't know how to discern that might be a backline thing. But let me say this here. I'm praying with him and for me too, because I might not be understanding why God let him do the things he does. Because, man, it's some people, God just going to wash his hands on them, Brother Tim. He really is, man. he's just going to wash his hands on them, man. You know what I'm talking about? I was exposed to that song, you know, and I was hearing them, you know, and I'm like, I see some things he said, but I also do know there's redemption, Brother Tim. There's redemption. There's redemption.
I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to get on back out of the way because I got Noah. Good morning. Good morning. I love my Lord and Savior. I just want to speak real quick. He put problems on you just to strengthen you. And like you said, we'll discuss it later. But he'll put problems on you just to strengthen you. But don't wear a minute hat, taking out abuse. But again, he'll put trouble in your way just to strengthen you. I'm back on
that's
you.
Right.
I'm listening.
That's trouble in my way.
Okay, Reverend Henry.
Have to cry sometimes.
What I'm trying to do is kingdom building, right? Thank you, Brother Tim.
Right.
Y'all still, what it is kingdom building. I'm understanding that I probably can listen to the Migos, if you know what I'm talking about. I probably can listen to this, not listen to it for trying to get my groove on. But some of the stuff I'm learning. Because you never know what you get exposed to when you deal with everyday life, you know what I'm talking about. So these certain rappers and certain people say, I don't just go out and buy stuff, you know, and listen to stuff.
Right.
But when I hear the church do something, you know, when I hear the church do something, I know we got a strong platform, and I know we so emotional around people because they could just sing, you know, from Reverend Henry, they could turn the church out. And then soon they get through, they'll cuss you smooth out. You know, soon they get through, they'll tear you up. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about church folks, man. You know what I'm talking about? And it's bad enough. We got to kind of, you know, sometimes you got to keep stuff in the house, right? You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just got to keep it in the house. Oh, this might not be very bad. This might be for me wrong. This is real. So when I move on, right? And I start thinking about the Holy Ghost, Brother Tim and Reverend and all whoever listen. I'm telling you, if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have Holy Spirit. You have it. There's levels to it, though. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's levels to it. That's why, and we keep reading, and you read when he's talking about being an overseer, a bishop, he said, he tells us not to rule when we are novice. Don't get in no position and start ruling, and you ain't been taught. You know what I'm talking about? Make sure you've been taught, and so you know how to lead the people. Amen? So
that's why he said, don't let a new convert be like a deacon and all them. Not right off the bat.
Yeah.
They get too cocky.
Not right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, there you go. And that's what we learn, you know what I'm talking about? So I thank God for the Holy Spirit because I want to dab in this, and I want to dab in this. These scriptures we probably can recite, but I want to encourage us, man, because we don't have to get in fit with nobody. We don't have to do that. We can still do the things we do and have fun. Cordially, you know, cordial. We can be respectful, and we can disagree with this respectfully. You know what I'm talking about? We don't have to force ourselves on nobody, because if they don't want to receive God, the Bible said one man plant, brother Tim, none of them add to one. Reverend Henry, only by
God,
add to
God,
one.
Get angry.
Like
God, get angry. That's
it. That's why I'm counseling. That's why in counseling, that's why in, if I'm going to say it like that, that's why when you're helping somebody, you can't make nobody do nothing. You know what I'm talking about? But the Holy Spirit, if it's in him or her, it will convict them to do God's will. Now, watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know our Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us any sin we have done, known and unknown, Lord. As we come to you, Lord, humble, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to move in our hearts, Lord. Move in our mind so we can retain you, Lord. And let our ears and our heart be receptive to thy spirit, Lord. Speak to us this morning, Lord, that we can have peace. Speak to us, Lord, that we can understand thy word, Lord. Teach and preach and see the blessing that we come every day to hear you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, the ones who came out. We thank you for the ones who maybe had a hand on their heart, but they couldn't make it, Lord. Lord, we just ask to cover them, Lord. We ask that we pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. There are some people, Father God, came able to speak or say the word, Lord. But, Lord, we ask you to touch them, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Only you can heal, Lord. Only you can tell the doctor what to do and give the right medication, Lord. Only you, Father God, can make him when he's doing surgery or she's doing surgery that you can move the heart, the liver, the kidney, Lord, and do what you do and transfer it, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to have your way, Lord. Have your way to somebody's feet, Lord. Have your way to somebody's back, Lord. Have your way to somebody's headache right now, Lord. Have some ways for somebody mentally disturbed right now, Lord. We just ask you to move in the name of Jesus, Lord. We live in a time, Lord, the people don't believe like they used to believe, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to give strength to the people of the weary, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And we honor you, Lord. And we just lift up your name, Lord. So we believe, Father God, demons have to flee when we say in the name of Jesus. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Oh,
glory be to God.
Amen.
This is really an open dialogue, right? This really, you know, you guys can, we can stop in it. I mean, you know, because I want to express something.
Okay.
You got something real?
All right. Yeah. Good morning. I want to speak on behalf of, you know, being in the music ministry. It's a necessity that you maintain humbleness. See, because you have the gift that will give people's attention, whether it's playing a physical instrument or using your voice as an instrument, to because it's so powerful. Even David, when he played upon the harp, you know, he was able to soothe the evil spirit, and that was in the king. And here it is. So when the salt starts to lose its favor, you know, then wherewith shall it be good? You know, it ain't good for nothing for man or land or it to be cast out, because when that humility moves out of the way, then you start to be lifted because you are gifted. You know, because you have a lot of people come, they come to hear the singing, or they come to hear the choir, and by chance of God bless their heart, then they stay for the word, and it starts to draw them in. But unless you are godly and remain humble, then things that won't let you go. The Holy Spirit can convict you, that way you will stay in that. But when you start to move beyond that, it's easy for you, because you're open to so many spirits, it's easy to get. You know, look at the great adversary that was summed up with all that wisdom, you know, because he could, in the name of Jesus, because he could sing, because he could, the thing that was pleasing to the ear that drove people, then he looked beyond, you know, looked beyond worshiping the Almighty to start wanting worship for himself. And that's what a lot of singers do. They still, even today, take on that same trait, because they forget about who gave them the gift, and they should be singing unto him that gives them the gift that they have, that would cause men to want to worship and praise the Lord. They start thinking that it's themselves that is doing it. But those that are humble in heart, they don't change. Those that know that it is God doing it, they don't change. But they forever give his name the glory and the honor through worship, through singing, through living. You know, and when you live the life, you're more effective in your singing. and you govern yourself accordingly. You know, you don't, it's a humble way that you move, and you don't lose that. But when you don't set your heart right, you know, when you don't make sure you're walking in the word, then it's easy for you to be drawn away. Praise the Lord.
Now, I guess we do this here. Look at here. Look at Ezekiel. Let me know you're there. Ezekiel.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know you're there. Ezekiel, chapter 33. It's the Holy Spirit. Chapter 33. Chapter, let me know when you're there. Ezekiel. Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel, yes, chapter 33 and 30. 33 and 30. Just let me know when you're there. Brothers,
yeah.
I know y'all open. Just let me know. We used to say, I know when the pages start rattling, I know you're there. Now we're on these phones. Yes, sir, we got this day. You ready, Rev? Nah, look at here.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you some scripture before. We see up here, Brother Tim and Brother D. Rev, watch this. Look at the scripture. Look how the scripture reads. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people. You say, what you say, still are what? Talking against thee by the walls,
mm-hmm,
in the doors of the house, speaking one to another, everyone to his brother, say, come, I pray ye, and hear what is the word that come forth from the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, and they come unto thee as people come, and they sit, Reverend Henry, before thee,
mm-hmm,
as my people. Let me do that one more time, Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy word. Help me, Holy Spirit. But they will not do them. For with their mouth, they show much love, but their heart go after the what? The controversies. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, I mean, I'm gonna stop and do some trying to open this thing up a little more. And lo, thou art unto them as a what? Reverend Henry? That's what it said. What is it? Very love song of one. I don't know, Brother Tim. I don't know if he can read us up, but his book probably might read a little different. If you're close to it, Brother Tim.
No, I was at work doing my war. I'm gonna try to get over there.
Okay. You good? If you can't. I understand. Let me make sure I got it. This is now. Look what he said. And lo, thou art unto them as a very love song. A one that has pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy word, but they what, Reverend? They do not.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and when this come to pass, lo, it will come. Then should they know that the prophet has been among them. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's at that time, you know what I'm talking about? When someone is conveying God's word, you know, one time Paul was preaching, Brother Tim and Reverend, that he was preaching, so he had just delivered this young lady, and she kept following him. Man of God, you know. He got a long nerve, Reverend. He rebuked the woman, man. Over there in Acts, Reverend. He rebuked him because he heard a spirit, man. God give us that discernment when someone distracting his word. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he distracting his word, just like what Brother Lombard said us earlier, the man wanted to be praised. That man was Lucifer. He wanted to be lifted up. He didn't want to praise. He wanted to be lifted up. He wanted his name to be heard. See, he would have been all right for that woman follow him, talking about Lucifer, Lucifer, Lucifer. See, he would have been all right with him hollering. But Paul said, no, it distracted him. You know what I'm talking about? And then we can be preaching God's word right here, giving God's word, and they do not what you say. We read a couple of weeks ago over there when Samuel and God was talking. He said, "Don't worry about that." He said, "They're not denying you. They denying me." You know, remember that? He said, "They denied me." He said, "They're not denying you. They deny me." So when we teach and preach God's word, and someone don't follow behind, you're not denying the teacher. You're not denying the preacher. You're denying God, because the Bible says, "He said, harden not your heart." Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, "Harden not your heart." Can I do it one more time, Reverend? Can I please do it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Harden not your heart. The day you hear my voice, some of us hear God's heart, hear God's voice, and we pray on. We'll play like we ain't never heard, Reverend. We'll play like we never heard. But let us something to itch our ear a little bit. Let something tickle our fancy a little bit. We can remember everything about that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Ezekiel, he told me they look at you, they talk about you, Reverend. They talk about you. Brother Penn, sister and brother, they talk about the people that's conveying God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look what he did. He said, sometimes it's just like an instrument to him, like a song, Reverend. Like, now behold the Lamb. You know what I'm saying? They get off into the charismatic of the words and how they're expressing it, the anointing of that. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? And then God said, but they hear it. You know what I'm saying? I like what Brother Dahl be trying to do sometimes. He'll tell Brother Tim, he'll give him a song. He said, I want you to look at this song, Brother Tim, and I want you to tell me what it do, and can you pick it out the word and express it out, what it really means, what he's saying to us. And Brother Tim, he'll take it and he'll do what God give him in his heart to express what he believe, what he get out the song in Scripture, right? And then he bring it to layman terms. So you can understand. But most of the song is about money. Most of the people, when they sing it, they want to get paid. Most of the people are doing to be elevated. No one, it ain't too often you find somebody is doing it that want to save anybody. Help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't too many times that you someone is doing that they care about somebody's spirit, but they care about the checkbook. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, you ain't going to do nothing for free. Let me tell you something. You'd be surprised what I do for free, Reverend. You know, you'd be surprised what we do in the ministry. Don't even ever have somebody asked me, why you let them do this? I never thought to put a figure on God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Never thought about this. One time, I got a good lesson one time, Reverend. I wouldn't take no money one time. I wouldn't take it. And the pastor told me, he said, now, let me tell you something. He said, if God bless you, he said, receive the blessing. You know what I'm talking about? He said, now we know we can't pay the service that you're doing. We just want to give you a love offering. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people took it to the extreme that they can't go unless they get thousands and thousands of dollars. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say like this here. I don't want to convict him in that kind of way, but I just want to feel like what I believe. If someone getting that much money to speak God's word, I think some of that need to be going back to God, not just no 10% either. It needs to go spread the word, Reverend. It needs to be found somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, that don't sound right. God gave him the gift to get paid. No, he didn't. He didn't give that man or she no gift to get paid. Because what you say? They one time Jesus needed to buy something. They couldn't find no money. He should go in there and get that fish right there. And what the Reverend got the money out the fish, right? And he said, render what the Caesar was Caesar, and render what the what mine is mine. So I'll tell you right here. He said, well, how you gonna talk like that? And you a preacher? I'm telling you, if God bless us, He bless us to bless us. Well, give me all the money in your pocket. He ain't blessed us to be no fool either. Watch this, watch. You might catch that later on, right? So what I'm saying is that the love you have and the love you're giving, Jesus gave his life for us. He didn't come out here to get paid. He came here to what? Put us back in the Father's hands because we had got detached because Adam detached us from God. He detached us so much that when he bit off the tree of knowledge and walking in the wilderness, what did he say? Adam? Come on, help me, Reverend. He said, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying, Reverend Brown? He said, Adam? Here I am. You know, here I am. He said, Adam, who? Why are you naked? He run around and he ain't never had a fig leaf on him. You know what I'm talking about? He never knew this was wrong. When he saw Eve, when he saw her booze and he saw her a private part, if I can say it like that, he never looked at that in no other way but lust away. But when they did that, sin came in. So Jesus had to come, brothers and sisters. He had to come to bring us back to God. And the only way he could do that, he had to come down as a human being. And coming down as a human being, now we can understand the songwriter said, now I behold the Lamb. We worship him. We praise him. We honor him. We don't preach the word to make you let you clap your hand. We don't preach and teach the word to say, get an amen. If you're doing that, you keep on preaching. You're going to preach to a crowd of people. They ain't going to say one word, right? I mean, one time I had a speaking engagement. My father, the minister, sent me out to this, we call it, I don't know, Brother Tim, you understand this here? Sick stock in church. You understand that?
You heard the term?
Well, it is all the people, they got a lot of money, they prominent people of the town, you know, teachers and they lawyers and Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend.
Yeah.
They retire, they got plenty of money at the church, you know what I'm talking about. So we call them sick stocking, kind of like they're a class above class. So the pastor was real sick and he was dying. Our pastor was a chairman over certain nomination, right? when the church hurting, he had to go down and make sure they got a pastor there, and so they could support them. So that he was going kind of regular, and he told me to go over there, right, Reverend? You know, that was way back, a little while back, Reverend. And he told me, he said, now, I'm going to tell you, he said, I want you to go to Sunday school. And he said, I want you to go in there and you do the review, and I want you to preach. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, they're not going to get behind you. He said that you might not hear one amen. You know what I said, Reverend? He said, you might not hear one amen. He said, but preach the word and sit down. That's what he told me to do, right? So he went lying. I went to Sunday school. I did the review. I mean, these people are teachers, and, you know, in public schools. You know, I'm over here writing about the word in front of them, right? And then it was time to preach the word. God let me preach the word, Reverend. And he went lying. I didn't get one amen. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you preaching for glory, if you preaching for will be for praise, you in the wrong business. You're in the wrong business. Now I'm gonna tell you what was so crazy about that, Reverend. I told Reverend about it. Now and y'all laughing at Brother Tim. You know what song got hit him with after I got through preaching Brother Tim? You know what song I hit him with? I hit him with a song, right? You know what I told him? I will trust. The whole church jumped up and started singing. They all jumped up, Brother Tim. And then you know what they did to me, Brother Tim? He said, can you please come back again? And I said to myself, I want to come show my Bible, because ain't that what I thought they were dead, Reverend Henry. but they were intellectual people. They're intellectual people. They listen. They listen. They taking notes. You know what I'm talking about? And they were telling the scriptures I was using, and they were liking how we were conveying at that time. And I'm telling you, that's why I say when God gave you an assignment, when He gave you an assignment, like this love song right here, I'm thinking they didn't hear. I'm thinking I'm hearing what my pastor said. My father in the ministry told me. He said they're not going to get behind you, but preach the word. And what happened, Reverend? It prevailed, man. That what happened?
Mm-hmm.
God showed up and showed out. I preached my little heart out. You know what I'm talking about? These people here, they didn't even buzz. But boy, when I put the hour of trust, they just took my song from and started singing it. Then they come to me down to the altar and tell me what they want me to do. But what I'm telling you this here, when you're doing it for the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, when you're doing it for the edification of the Lord and speaking to men's and women's children's heart, God will lift you up. But you have to watch it, Reverend Henry. You have to watch it, Reverend Brad.
Oh, yeah.
You have to watch it, my brothers and sisters, because if you get your head up there in the air, then people bring you down, man. The same people elevate you will bring you down. I'm telling you, brother. They'll lift you up one day and tear you down the next time. So I was going to the Holy Spirit, but Reverend Henry came in with what he said. I want you to know it's scripture about this. That when people sing it, it's spiritual about when people bring the bread for the Lord, that when people hear you, and sometimes it's like your homiletics, you know what I'm talking about, your homiletics, as you get up in your climax and people start following you and praising and saying, amen, thank you, Jesus, and then you could stop, Brother Tim, I bet you do a quiz and ask them, what did you really say? You'd be surprised who heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'd be surprised who will try to keep it in their heart. You know what I'm talking about? Then somebody said, now you're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. I'm telling you that some of us are so emotional that we move on emotion. We don't move with the Spirit. We move on emotion. Watch what I say, Reverend. Because when God is with you, truly with you, I'm gonna put you on the spot, Reverend Henry, and Brother Tim, I'm going to put y'all on the spot. The Holy Ghost. If the Holy Spirit in you and that word is preached and taught right, I just want to ask you, is it always a tingling feeling?
No.
Does it always make you take off running, flipping over chairs in the church?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
If that spirit really in you, the Holy Spirit, sometimes you have to fall to your knees and say, Lord,
yes.
I'm not even worthy to be in thy presence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because the Bible said it. I'm going to leave it with y'all with this now. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father mm-hmm. will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave you. That's what he said, leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. Look what he said, Reverend. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Reverend, brothers and sisters, there's going to be some times in your life that you're going to feel like you by yourself. Have you ever been like that? I've been like that. You feel like you just left out there by yourself and God speak to you. Don't get to read the Bible. Don't walk away from the Bible. Go to the Bible. Let it encourage you. Get in a session like you have on Tuesdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays night over there with Brother Tim. Sometimes I eat there, Brother D and Sister Mary. Get in there Monday through Friday. You can get in there to encourage you in that day. Man, this is a daily thing. Paul, if I'm wrong, y'all hear me, man. Did Paul say we got to pick up and what? We got to kill that daily and what? That old man, what, daily?
Daily.
We had to tell that Lord, I need you to keep me from who? Me. You know what I'm saying? I need you to keep me from me because what I heard, watch this here now, really. What I heard and what I felt, I need to tell that person something. Have you ever been there? Want to go tell somebody something? Have you ever been there? Say, I got to fix this. I dare you to do one thing. They said, Lord, remove that out of my heart. I know you said, vengeance is yours, said the Lord. He said, recompense no man evil. That's what the book said now. The book means repay. Don't repay no man evil for evil because I am the Lord. I avenge people. So what you saying? You got to let them slap you? What you saying? You got to let them talk about you? What you saying? You got to let them run you down? When you have the Holy Ghost in you, brothers and sisters, you find out in your life that you lean more to God. Now, this thing is not an overnight thing. Sometimes you can get caught off guard, Reverend. You ever just be driving down the street, Reverend, and somebody give you the number mm-hmm. one?
Yeah, number one driver.
You ever just be driving down to him, they give you the number one, you just drive, and they just give you the number one? I know Brother Nutty and Brother DJ, because they drive them trucks, right? They give them number one. You know what you do? You just pray for them. You know what? Because it's so much going out there.
Happened to me Monday, brother.
When I first started hanging around Brother D and him, Brother D used to had some people say it was around time to let them. What he said, let's make America great again. You know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed one of them person one day. He told him. He said, "But what I'm saying to this here, we have to watch it because there's so many spirits out there want to kill us, physically, spiritually."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. If they don't get us physically, they're trying to kill us spiritually. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So we have to watch it. I'm not saying you're a coward or nothing. I don't believe in that because I believe humility is a great thing. I believe being humble
mm-hmm.
is an awesome thing. You know what I'm talking about? The Bible said we should make peace, man. We should be peacemakers if we in the Lord. See, the Holy Spirit will let you know it's in you like that. So what I'm saying that I don't know nobody's business. I don't know nothing. He just gave it to me in my heart. Let us know that you have to watch how you bend yourself. Because when you bend yourself, oh, heaven holds it. How many times you come out right, Reverend Henry, Brother Jim, Eric? You know how many? Every time I've bend myself, mm-hmm. I get myself deep in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Unless, watch this now, unless God make a way for me to do it. See, sometimes he allows to reprove people. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes he allows us to rebuke people, but you got to listen to the voice of God. If you not listen to the voice of God, it'll be Eric said. You ever heard Simon say it? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
He ain't never heard that. Have you ever heard Simon say it? Simon said flip. Simon said roll. See, if you don't watch it, Eric will say, and Eric will say, you know what I'm talking about? So I ask God, remove me out the way. There's some times in leadership, brother, I know what you're talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's time in leadership, boy, you praying so hard right on this spot that people don't even know it. In your mind, Lord, help me move this out of my mind, move this out of my thought. That's the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister. You're not going to do that in the natural. The Spirit is speaking to you because you're trying to govern yourself. You don't want to wreck yourself by, not just because people don't talk about you, because you got a salvation, brother. The salvation can be at hand. You can win somebody with your love and show them humility, Reverend Henry. You can show them humility because the Holy Ghost will let you know, I don't know how to fight you. And yeah, you tell me what you want to. You know what I'm talking about? You can do all them good things you think you do. And I can be the butt of the joke. Let me tell you something. I'm still praying for you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm still praying for you. I'm still showing myself that knowing God is able. And I'm going to leave y'all with this here. This last scripture. I'm going to leave it. It said, these things command thee to teach, Reverend, 1 Timothy 4:11.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let no man despise thy youth. He said, I'm talking to Eric. He said, but thou an example of a believer in words, in conversation, let me do this, Reverend, in love, in spirit, in faith,
mm-hmm.
and in purity, till I come. That's in the book, right? Give attendance and readiness and exhortation to the doctrine. I'm teaching y'all. Oh, I'm teaching now because I'm speaking to Eric with this one here. He said, let me do that again. He said, let no man despise thou youth. He said, but be thou example of the believers in words and conversation, Reverend. Let me do something, Reverend. In love, in spirit. You know why I say that, right? Because it said charity.
Mm-hmm.
In love. And faith, and purity. This stuff is good. He said, till I come, give attendance to readiness, exhortation to the doctrine. He said, neglect not the gift that's in thee, which is given thee by prophecy. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now this is in the transition, y'all. He said, with the land on the hand of the Presbyterian. So let me pause just for a second. Someone's been ordained. Someone's been sit down. Someone's praying. They putting their hands on them. They pray for you. And they're praying God speed on you. And you're doing this. See, Reverend Thessalonians said, Paul told me, pray for us so we can have a free course.
Tim,
so we can go in and the man won't wrestle with us and fight us. Let us get the heart out of it. Watch this. Meditate on these things and give ourselves wholly to them. He said that prophet may appear, Reverend, to all. Take heed unto thyself. I'm almost through, y'all. Unto the doctrine. Continue them. For in doing this, thou shalt what, Reverend?
Well, say thyself. I'll be there.
Hey, Reverend, sing it like you tell it to me like you're trying to deliver me from something, Reverend. Tell it to me. You're trying to tell me did you really mean what you just read. Tell it to me, Reverend. Read it to me, Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Praise. It said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt, thank you, Jesus, both save thyself and them that hear thee.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brother Tim, I hope you're still there. The flip side of this, as I teach.
I'm also being taught.
There you go. It's just the flip side of that. That's all it is. You hear us doing what we're doing, but we also teaching ourselves. We also preach it to ourselves. Sometimes we want to stop and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, help me. You know what I'm talking about? Because we speak it to ourselves. Now, I mind this, Brother Tim, Reverend Henry. To all the sermon or the lesson to be affected, it has to affect you first. How the people going to believe it if it don't affect you? If you're just saying, it's you. Brother, you done messed up the whole sermon. Because one thing about it, it has to start with us so it could be more effective. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so I can't look at you and tell you you in sin, and I know I just sin. I'm a hypocrite. You know what I'm talking about? So I tell you just like I'm telling you like you. I'm telling you, our favorite verse, Brother Tim, Reverend Henry, Proverbs 27:17, earn, sharpen, earn. That's what the book says. That it's we're helping each other now. And when we do this, I'm not trying to put you down. Brother Tim got a brother. He heard from a young man, told him, said, when you see a brother down, you don't look down there. You lift him up. You don't look into the brother down. You lift him up. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we do here. You know what I'm talking about? I might fall today. I might fall at this minute hour. You don't supposed to laugh at me. You supposed to say, man, come on. And then I'm going to tell you something, what I learned about this, Eric. Sometimes people ain't ready to hear it, right? Let them get that old evil spirit. I watch this, Reverend. Let them get that old evil spirit out of you. You know how you do that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
You drop this. They got to see you, right? You drop some little drops of water on them. You don't flood them with the water, because if they're mad and they don't hear you, they're not going to hear the drops. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Or the pour. But then later on, once they calm down, they're going to say, Eric, man, Eric, brother Tim, man, I'm so glad you told me that. Man, at that time, I just couldn't hear it. You know what I'm talking about? Let God move. That's when God moves. You know what I'm talking about? Now he have enough sense, or she have enough sense to let you know that, man, let me, I'm not quick like Reverend Brian. I'm not quick like Reverend Henry. I'm not quick like Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quick like, I mean, give me a little time with it, you know. Now, to watch this here. That's when the increase of God gets there. See, but we want them to hurry up to get out of it. But sometimes they're not going to get out of it, man, if it's too deep. Oh, we just pray when they're there that God will move them out of it. What I mean by that, we should pray for one another. We should pray for one, lift one another up. Because the adversary think he's winning right now. He truly think he's winning now. Somebody sent me a mojo with two men hugging. I said, I wish you would send me this again. You know, would you send me this one? Because it's a different hug. It ain't like, can you grab one scripture for me and I'm through? Right? Can you grab some? Because if I read, they're going to think I ain't going to never get through. Can you grab Psalm 133, that third verse? 133, Psalm 133. Can you get that from a read?
Yes,
I'm 133.
How did it read? Almost there. 133. It says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
That's what we are today, brothers and sisters, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we came in unity. Brother Tim stepped on there, Brother D stepped on in there, Rev stepped in here, and all of the waiting people are listening right now to step in. So I say this is, if you don't have a home, a church home. If you don't have the Lord in your life, if you don't know God personally, I ask you today to receive Him. And I can't force you to believe what I believe in. I just want to tell you, it's the best decision you can ever make. Accept the Lord Jesus. You don't make no overnight Christian, as they say. But I find out one day that you can make it in. If you accept Him as Lord of your life, you have to confess that God raised Him from the dead. And you have to believe in your heart and confess out your own mouth that He did this. And the Bible said you'll be saved. Now, I say this here. Once you do that, let us help you in that Christian walk. Whether it's over here, whether it's over Brother Willie Dog them and Tim them, whether it's a church home nearby you, get where they're teaching God's word. Don't adulterate the word, but lift it up. No matter if it chopped them up, they got to feel that, you know. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for the preach word, teach word. If it was something said that you couldn't understand, I got some brothers that can handle it. They can handle it. They can help me with it. I ain't got to say nothing no more. I know they can handle it. And I ask God to bless us, man, and bless me, man, because I'm trying, man. I've been attacked a little bit, but I'm trying to keep on holding on to this gospel.
Yeah. That's it.
Keep me in your prayers. Thank y'all, brothers.
Praise the Lord. Man, God bless you. And thank God today He has blessed us once again. I like to say what our ears have heard, what we have experienced. experience where we have the whole, praise the Lord, forever want to keep God on your mind and surely in your heart to know that he's a sovereign God, but yet, oh, hallelujah, he's a perfect God for imperfect people. Hallelujah. So if you want to strive to perfection, strive to obtain his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that it may govern your life accordingly as he unfolds scriptures unto us. We pray that he blesses us to obey, not only be hearers, but doers. And we ask him to help us do that word. And we ask him, he will. And that would be a great accomplishment, oh, to do his will and his way on his word. But we're down at the point. If you want to push the one button, be here. Hallelujah. All you have to do is push the one button. We're opening up. We ask that continue to pray and let God have his way. Hallelujah.
I got background noise. Bear with me. In the name of Jesus, I truly thank the Lord for allowing me to be able to come in and hear the word again. You know, my brother said some things. He mentioned Brother Dog. I had to come on me to let him know the Lord put burdens and trials and tribulations in your way to make you stronger. My brother said you should get in a church. You know, I can't preach you into heaven. We can do our best to preach you into a church. What we want to do, that's when you've done your job. I can preach you into to make you want to go and get your name on the road in a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church. When you do that, the Lord takes control from you. God will work it out from you. All you got to do is turn and give God. See, one thing about my Lord and Savior, his hand is always out. He never draw it back. You got to extend your hands and grab a hold to the gospel plow. I thank God every day of my life. I thank him for just being God. Thank him for these services. Thank him for how he's blessed Brother Eric and Brother Heron, myself, Chief, Brother Tim, Brother Dog for giving us the opportunity, you know, that when I'm trying to drive and talk, the opportunity just to be able to say something about God. You know, it's a privilege, and you should kind of honor. I know I do. I know my brothers do. I can speak for them as well. Just to be able to tell someone about God, I can see Reverend Henry's face lighting up when he get an opportunity to speak to someone about God. I can see that big old smile on Brother Tim's face, or Brad's face, when the opportunity presents itself to be able to tell someone about God. So, yeah, I can speak for my brothers. It's a privilege. It's an honor for us. And you, those that are listening, that are lost. Because if you don't have God, if you have not accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, contrary to what you might believe or may not want to believe, you are lost. So for those that are lost, if you just reach up and extend your hand, I can promise you. There are some things I can promise you because the Lord has promised them to us. And I can make them to you. He will. I know he will. I can promise you that. God will. He'll do everything he said he would. See, he's a just God, remember? He's a just God.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Monty say something yesterday. And I find it to be true because it's biblical. It's in the 66. He don't want any of us to be lost. He said in the word, I'd rather none be lost. So he don't want you lost. Just reach out, sister, bro. That's all you got to do. And grab a hold. God is standing by. He's willing, and he's sure enough able. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I got to go. I'm on me, but I'm here.
You know, right? And, you know, Brother, Reverend Henry, I like to piggyback off of that. You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, we got 365 days and 52 weeks and 7 days a week and 30 days in a month, 31 sometime. And the thing is that Christmas time, whether we, you know, it's the right date and all that, but that's the date that we have all come to celebrate his birth. And so the date ain't really the important part right now. You know, the thing is that we need to serve, we need to praise, we need to thank him for all that he did, you know, and he stepped down out of 42 generations and came down to save wretched people like us. It ain't about Tim. It ain't about Reverend Henry. It's about him. It ain't about the gift giving. Yeah. Because, first of all, you can't even match the greatest gift has ever been given in the whole universe, which is Christ himself. And we just thank him. And that's what I'm saying. Why can't we take time out just a little bit and just say, hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour, this moment, my health and strength. Thank you for being my God and doing the things that you do for me and what you have done, doing, and what you will do. You know, when you think about all his goodness, how you kept me through the pandemic, even though I got the virus, but I'm still here. And you let a young lady develop the vaccine to help millions and millions of people to survive and to have their bodies strong enough. You gave me a job and a house, and you gave me kids that didn't give me problems, and you know, you gave me a lovely wife and things like, oh, you got a nice husband. And why can't we just say thank you, Lord, for all that you do? We recognize it ain't me, but it was you, because the devil, all he wants to do is seek who he may devour. You know, he's running around and roaring like a lion, but he's steadily trying to find somebody to tear down, not with love. And the greatest of these three out of hope and all is love, is charity. And that's why we have First Corinthians 13, the love chapter, talking about it's not puffed up, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it keeps no record of wrong. You know, and when I was a child, I thought like a child, responded like a child, all these things that we do. But when I became a man, I put all the childish ways behind me. It's time to grow up. It's time to be a leader in your family and tell your family, we're going to get together and we're going to pray and hold hands and thank God for this, that we're able to have the little Christmas tree in the house. I'm glad that I'm here with you all as a father to be able to guide my family. And I'm so grateful that he's able to do the things that he does, and he does everything wonderful, and nothing's too hard for him. So I'm just here today to tell people I'm more excited about this Christmas than a whole lot of other Christmas before, because you know why? I'm starting to realize it ain't about me. It ain't about the gifts. It's about him and praising and lifting him up, and that's what it's all about. So easy to see a man loving God. That's what I thought. And I'm not judging him, but you can't tell me that you see, and just because you were a rap star, that you're going to allow or even be in the midst of somebody saying that the lamb is going to bow down before the goat. Are you kidding me? And I see how wicked this world is, and everybody, I don't care who you are, man, woman, men, and women, everybody want to marry. That ain't the way God had it set up. You know, and so everything we're doing, I look and I see the Sodom and Gomorrah, and I look around and I see how Noah's time, when everybody's heart was just full of evil. Don't you know that our God ain't going to tolerate this much longer? So as Brother Eric said, it's getting close, man. It's real close right now. I see all the things going on in my life. And I looked up one day, Reverend Henry, and all my brothers and sisters, and my hair was up a short time later, and now it's all gray. And I just know that I got more days behind me than I do in front of me. I just want to let God say thank you, because he's been so good to me, changed me and took me out the streets. And I'm trying to do what he asked me to do, trying to follow his instructions. And I just say thank you, Lord, for all that you do. And I thank you, Reverend Henry, for letting me pour out my true feelings down in my heart, that I love the Lord because he loved me. He saved me. He chose me and pulled me out of all the millions and millions of people on this earth. He chose me. And I just say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Reverend Henry.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for this gathering today. Behold how good, how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell
yes,
together in unity. When we
yes,
come
sir.
Together in unity, uphold. See, the world tears down all day long, but we should be able to come together in unity and tell of his goodness. Tell of his goodness. And when we leave from this assembly together, go out and tell the world that he's still good. No matter what you're going through, he's still good and he's still changing. Hallelujah, life. He's still giving sight to the blind. You may see physically, but he can bless you to see spiritually, to understand what good and great things he yet have for us all. So we thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. We need another elder just to say, when I study war no more. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When I don't have to fight anymore, when I'm seeking for that city. Hallelujah. Where it's howdy, howdy. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Where the weary will be at rest. You don't have to worry about evil, because there ain't no evil in the place, but everybody, hallelujah, wants to give him praise, glory, and honor, and be thankful that they made it to that place where no thieves break through and steal, where don't have no room, where the streets are paved with gold. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
welcome
sir.
Us.
Come on now.
Welcome us in. So keep on striving for the things that make peace, where one may edify another. Continue to pray and allow God to have his way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, you'll be much better if you let him have his way. Even with
yeah.
his sin, let him have his way. Keep on waking up in the morning and say, God, I thank you for allowing
thank
me
you.
To stay and bless me to do things that are pleasing in your sight, Lord, because I'm thankful that you're giving me another chance to be better for you, another chance to walk closer to you, another chance to learn more of you, your will, your way, what you have, your purpose in my life, hallelujah, and the purpose of my life. We thank him today, truly,
yeah.
We have been blessing. We thank God and ever be mindful of him. Hallelujah. See, you can understand the time, the strangeness in the earth. You can understand why evil is good and in the minds that are not godly, good is evil. Oh, hallelujah. But we thank him for blessing us that we can be spiritually minded and God conscious to know that we're going to look up for our redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. It draws nigh. So while we yet have time, come to Jesus. While he's yet given us this opportunity, come to him, cling to him, do his word, do his will, do his way. Because it's going to come a time. Hallelujah. But he's going to let it be said, it's going to be revealed, and it's going to be in that time where he that it is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, oh hallelujah, be holy still, oh hallelujah. He's going to set it to be that if you straddle the fence, he's going to knock you off the fence. You're going to be in that good state or that evil state. Hallelujah. But while grace and mercy can yet be found, hallelujah, get on the Lord's side, stay there, hallelujah. Turn him on and keep him on. How about that? I tell you, if you stay ready, you don't have to worry about getting ready. God bless you. Truly, we thank God today. We love you. We love all of you. Thank God for how he blessed us to come together one more time. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, as we go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, we come with thanksgiving up on our hearts, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness. Thanks, so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to assemble together, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to continue to stand and watch and watch, Father God, and look and be mindful of the warnings that you've given us, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that we may get our business straight. Thank you, Lord, that we all may realize that we have to stand before, hallelujah, the judgment seat. We've got to give an account all the things that are done in this body that you've given us, this temple that we dwell in, realizing that it belongs to you, hallelujah, for even our bodies are the temple, hallelujah, of your Holy Spirit that you allow us to receive unto us and dwell among us. Father, we thank you. But be ever mindful to give you praise, to give you praise what is due your name. This day, we're going to praise you not only with our voice, but try to praise you with our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With our minds, that we may seek you more, Lord, that we may look unto you more, Father God. Being in this evil world, we realize we need you, hallelujah, to keep us straight. We need you for our hearts to yearn for the cross, hallelujah, that we may pick up our cross and carry it and bear it regardless of how the world is going, Father God. We want to run after you each and every day, every moment, every hour, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Keep us near the cross. Keep us, hallelujah. Let us hide in that flowing stream. Oh, hallelujah. Cleanse us, wash us, oh, Father God, through and through. Cleanse our hearts. We know when you touch us, Lord, our hearts, they will love the way they're supposed to love, Father God. You consecrate our minds. We're mindful to renew our minds daily that we may continue to become this new creature, hallelujah, that you blessed us to be. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all that came and played a part. Hallelujah. And make this service that will be pleasing in our sight. Thank you for the message, the messengers, the comments, the prayers, all those that came to lift up your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. In Jesus' name. Bless us, Father. Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'll be your